Shades of the Old West National Tea Supermarkets in Chicago's area are turning a staple for early settlers into a special treat for today's consumers with a weekend sale on buffalo meat. In Willamette, Illinois, we ask meat man Bob Bartlett why.
This is Jones. The average consumer comes to the meat counter week in and week out, and time and time again they ask their market managers, why don't you invent a new animal? I'm tired of the same old humdrum meat, lamb, beef, pork, chickens. So this week it was just something different for them to purchase.
Now Bartlett says the meat's selling very well. Kentucky Secretary of State Thelma Stovall says there's nothing wrong with government employees contributing part of their salaries to their own party. She said such a system is preferable to asking government employees for voluntary political donations at campaign time. She told the Kentucky Federation of Teachers here in York City that rebating part of their salaries to keep their jobs is equivalent to union members paying their dues. American Medicorps' new hospital has been given unconditional approval for construction by the State Certificate of Need and Licensure Board. Medicorps' William Price tells WAKY.
Our certificate that the bed factor had been resolved in Jefferson County and that our certificate of need had been issued to American Medicorps.
Price tells where the 150-bed hospital will be built.
The location we have under option right to present time, and I'm not yet at liberty to release that location. However, it will be between East Pages Lane and Dixie Highway on Valley Station Road.
Price also fills us in on the date actual construction will start.
My understanding is that we will start immediately.
They play this game with chips, but it's not poker. Byron Thomas, details on that story upcoming.
Slender diet food gets letters.
Dear Slender,
I'm going to be in my sister's wedding next month, so I have to lose weight fast. But my mother says no fad diets. Can you help?
Dear Slender,
I know I should diet, but I love chocolate shakes. Can you help?
Dear Slender,
now that I've got my weight down, I'm determined to keep it down. You got any tips? P.S. I love you.
Carnation Slender has the answer.
Slender loves you, too. Chilled from the can or mixed with a substantial nutrition of milk, Slender tastes something like a shake. So you can enjoy dieting. And Slender isn't a fat diet. Each 225-calorie meal has all the nutrition you need. And to keep your Slender figure, try taking Slender to lunch a couple of days a week. Ask your doctor.
Slender really is the answer.
Out in Oklahoma today, they're having their annual pie-throwing contest, but they're throwing a more natural type of pie than the kind you bake. APC's Bill Larson reports.
The annual Western celebration in Beaver, Oklahoma, reaches its climax today with a cow chip throwing contest. For those of you who don't know what a cow chip is, you can use your imagination. In any event, contestants will be trying to break the new world record set last year by Harold Smith of Forgan, Oklahoma. Forgan tossed his cow chip 176.1 feet. Politicians also take part, but they're put in a separate cow chip category. Rulemakers in Beaver say that's because politicians get to practice all year round in their daily work.
Can you believe that? You'll know by May 13th, and that's what City School Superintendent Ewan Walker says about whether or not school busing will occur in Louisville and Jefferson County. Walker says city and county school boards will furnish U.S. District Court Judge James Gordon with a complete pupil assignment plan before the May date. It's now official. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young are getting together for a series of concerts this summer, opening with a festival in Fort Collins, Colorado, June 29th. Promoter Bill Graham says that various personality hassles that have caused the group to split up repeatedly have been settled, at least for the time being. Graham says the four will be joined by a drummer and a bass player and will do between 15 and 20 Watkins Glen-type shows between June 29th and Labor Day. They'll be the main attraction of three groups and will play an average set lasting 3 hours. Dates of the concerts have not been finalized. CSNY are also scheduled to cut a studio album in August. Can't take a trip without gasoline, and the AAA's Dave Stucker tells what kind of time you're going to have this weekend at the pump.
Motorists traveling in Kentucky during the coming week can expect to find adequate supplies of gasoline on hand and slight improvements in availability. Of those stations surveyed along the state's major highways, none expect to run out of gas, and only 5% will be allocating. The survey also shows 61% will be pumping gas this Sunday, up 2% over last Sunday, and 43% now remaining open after 9 p.m. Locally, Louisville area motorists can expect to find 42% of the stations pumping gas this Sunday, 36% staying open after 9 p.m. weekdays, and 18% continuing to allocate.
425 at WAKY.
fresh flavor of Wrigley Spearmint Gum keeps your mouth feeling fresh and clean. That's why millions of people carry a pack with them wherever they go, whatever they do.
For something really special. Here's a cool Haywood treat through 9 tonight. A gallon of delicious Haywood ice cream, choice of 4 flavors, our Haywood Dairy Store special, just $1.39. And another Right Now Haywood special, big 24-pack of popsicles, assorted flavors, only 99 cents. All 10 Haywood Dairy Fresh stores are open daily, 9 till 9.
There will be a Miss Jeffersontown Scholarship Pageant at J-Town High tonight at 8. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana, partly cloudy and warm, high 79. Fair and not as cool tonight, low 59. Increasing cloudiness and warmer tomorrow with a chance of an evening thundershower, high 82. Lexington, you have 76 degrees. At WAKY on the River City Mall at 78. I'm Byron Thomas.
This is Lee Gray. I entered a pie-eating contest one time. Down in Oklahoma.
You did?
Yeah, but I lost.
You did?
Yeah, one of the cows stepped on my head.
No.